WQCQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net. Your net controller tonight is KN4RJN. My name is John. My location is Inman, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. At an elevation of 3,500 feet, and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. You may also check in via Echolink Node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net, announcements, or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign using standard phonetics, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. RAG 2 portion will be slightly delayed as I bring you Friday night's tidbit on Tuesday. Before we begin our RF check-ins, I'd like to recognize our early check-ins. I'd like to welcome W4CFM. That's Fred, and he brings along his wife, Isla, in for IEI, both the Traveler's Rest. Fred, you tell Isla we said hi if you're still listening, and thanks for stopping by. And then we've got Andy, KI4LZI, up there on Table Rock in Pickens County. And KW4TS, that's James, over in Pelzer. W4NGU, that's Phil, over in Boiling Springs. KC4W, that's Bill, over in Anderson. My neighbor down the road, Don, W4DF, right here in beautiful downtown Inman. And W2MJB, Mark, and he brings along his wife, Wendy, KN4HTP, two of our other net controllers. I want to thank you all for stopping by and using the early check-in capability. We have an Echolink station up, so Echolink stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Net Control, good evening, John. Please check in Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie, SKJ4HKC, John in Belton, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge Supernet. I'd like to welcome John over in Belton, KJ4HKC. Thanks for stopping by, John. We'll now begin the RF check-ins. Excuse me, folks, I'm a little distracted. I've got some technical issues I'm dealing with here. But I think we've got it under control now. I hope. We'll find out. In any event, tonight being Tuesday night, we'll begin with the India through Lima group. If the first letter of your suffix begins with the letters I through L, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
EJN. Hilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Same degrees for each one of you.
Hey, Ian. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling that, John. We have no traffic, no comment. Good evening to all.
And 4, RJN. Here tonight, John. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a great night. 7-3.
This is KN4RJN, the Troll Blue Ridge 2-Minute. I'd like to welcome James, KK4JFO, up there on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Hope you're having a good evening, James. And my good buddy Sid, W4IOE, up there in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sid, you want to put in a plug for your Sunday night net?
But the net is on 146.640 with a tone of 91.5 on Sunday evenings at 8 o'clock, and all were invited, and we sure appreciate those folks from South Carolina coming up and check in with us. And John, I hope you and the madam have a good evening. I had a back procedure done yesterday, so I'm kind of hurting, so I'm going to get out of here. It'll be 4 hours a week.
I was going to ask how's your back, but since you just told me, you go lay down and take all the pain medications they gave you and maybe a shot of whiskey and take care of that. I'm a good friend, Larry, KK4JBQ. Got something special for you tonight, Larry, so be sure and hang around for that. And he brings along his wife, KC4MFK. I'm going to learn how to talk here in just a minute. Donna, Larry, you tell Donna we said hi and hope you're having a good evening. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Good. Kindly check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont. No traffic, but I'll stay around for comments.
Control. Please check in KF4KYI, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India, Tom in downtown Greenville. No traffic, no roundtable.
This is KN4RJ and that drove Blues 2 minutes. Like, welcome, Larry, K4LWE over there in Piedmont. Larry, I got you down for comments. We'll come back here in just a little bit. And KF4KYI, that's Tom over there in Greenville. Tom, I don't have you in my database of us having checked in with me in any event, but just let you know we're here every night at 9 o'clock, and come on by anytime you can. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Fluids 2 or Net. We've got another EchoLink station up, so EchoLink stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Fluids 2 or Net, EchoLink station. If you don't have audio, you want to send me a text, we'll get you in the log. We're going to slide on down the alphabet now to the Mike through Papa group. Mike through Papa. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJM, please check for Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
RJM. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton Inman, I'll be negative and negative.
4RJN. In and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
KN4RJN, Net Control, Fluids 2 Net. Like to welcome Lorena, KK4ONO, and she brings along the whole family, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Lorena, you tell Rick and Michelle we said hi. Hope you're having a good evening. And my neighbor down the road, Walt, K4OIM, right here in beautiful downtown Inman. And K4OSH, that's Pat, over there in Malden. I want to thank you all for stopping by. I have another EchoLink station up, so EchoLink stations only. KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Minute, an EchoLink station. If you don't have audio capability, just send me a text and we'll get you in the log. Let's move on down the alphabet now to the Quebec through Tango group. Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN. Kilo Fox 4, Quebec Mike, KF4QM. My name is Eric. I'm in 6 Mile, and I'll be negative and negative. The most pleasant good evening.
This is KN4RJN.
RJN, that control Blue Ridge 2 Unit.
Like to welcome Harry, KF4QM, over there in Central.
Well, thank you all for, thank you for stopping by, Eric. Hope you're having a good evening. Echo Link Stations, again, if you don't have audio capability, please send me a text and I'll get you in the log. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Please check in KD2RKN, Kilo Delta 2, Romeo Kilo November. Jason in Williamston, no traffic, no comments. Thanks for calling the net, and good evening, everybody.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, Sumer Net. Excuse me. Like, welcome, Jason. Over in Williamston, KD2RKN. Thanks for stopping by, Jason. Hope you're having a good evening. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, Sumer Net. Got another Echo Link station up. So, Echo Link stations only, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Good evening, John. Please check in. Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. That's K4ZZX. We're over here at the base of Parrish Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net. Trees all around.
This is KN4RJN, that's Pearl Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome Steve, K4ZZX, over there in beautiful Greenville County. Steve, hope you're having a good evening. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, that drove Blue Ridge 2 Minute. Let's slide on down the alphabet to the Uniform Through Zulu group. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4th RJN. Check in. Kilo November 4. Uniform Bravo Golf. Be KM4 UBG, Kevin, Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you, John. Everybody on there.
This is KN4RJN, that girl Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Kevin, KN4 UBG. Kevin, I ain't heard you in a while. Where you been?
Working, man. Started back to work and working an overhead door in Simpsonville. And really hadn't had time to get on the radio a lot. Trying to, you know, get my truck set up and all that good stuff over yonder and getting there little by little. And been working a little late and I've been doing the pre-check-in thing when I can. And other than that, been doing good, man. I'm glad to be back at work.
KN4RJN at Pearl Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Well, Kevin, I'm glad to hear your voice. I'm glad you're working and keeping busy and staying out of trouble and stop by whenever you can there, brother. Any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN. Check in. Kilo India 4. Echo Tango Yankee. KI4ETY. Chris, down here in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative this evening. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
This is KN4RJN, that's Troll Blue Ridge 2 Minute. I'd like to welcome Chris, KI4ETY. Chris, thanks for stopping by. Hope you're having a good evening. We're going to slide on down to the top of the alphabet now to the Alpha through Delta group. Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, that's Jim and Taylor, I'll be negative and negative.
RJN, good evening, John. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David and Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
KN4RJN, please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4RJN. Yeah, please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf, a.k.a. Easley, negative and negative.
This
is KN4RJN, that's Charles Blue Ridge, tuning up. Like, welcome, Jim, KO4BDM, over there in Taylor's. Thanks for stopping by, Jim. Hope you're having a good evening. And KO4AOW, that's Dave, right here in beautiful downtown Inman. Evening, Dave, hope you're doing all right. And W4DJW, our other Dave, our net manager and chief cook and bottle washer, and keeps us all straight. Thanks for stopping by, Dave. And W4AKG, that's AK, over in Easley. Sounding good tonight, Easley? AK, hope you're having a good night. And thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN. And please check in November 1, Delta Mike Bravo N1. That's David in Northern Simpsonville, a.k.a. Five Forks. I'll be negative a negative. 73s to all.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, Supernet. I'd like to welcome David in 1DMB over there in Simpsonville, or Five Forks, as he likes to call it. Thanks for stopping by, Dave. Appreciate it. Hope you're having a good night. Let's slide on down the alphabet now to the Echo Through Hotel group. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
4RJN. And Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Oscar November, Brian in Simpsonville.
Control. KO4HEL. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Echo Lima. This is Andrew Paul,
Control. Well, if you would please check in KM4GZG, David Easley, again phonetically, Kilo Mike 4, Golf Zulu Golf, David and Easley, I'm mobile and I'll be monitoring for a little bit.
This is KM4JN, that's Troll Blue Ridge 2 Red. I'd like to welcome Brian, KO4HON, over there in Simpsonville. And KO4HEL, that's it. Ed, a little scratchy, but I managed to pull you out of there. Thanks for stopping by. I hope you're having a good evening. And KN4GZG. Say that three times fast. That's Robert. And where did you say you were at, Robert? This is KN4RJN. I really do know my own call sign, folks. This is KN4RJN. Robert said he was mobiling around. I didn't quite catch where he was at, so he might have lost his spot there. But, Robert, if you can come back and give me your location, I'd appreciate it. This is KN4RJN. Net Control Blue, it's 2 minutes. We'll get back to Robert here later. All right, folks, that's once around the alphabet, so we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If there's a letter in your call sign, and you know there is, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
NWD4DYH, Whiskey Delta 4 Delta Yankee Hotel. Johnny, Traveler's Rest. Oh, planting conduit for power right now. No traffic, no round table. Hope everybody's having a good evening.
KD, Larry, and KG4AHS, Rotten, both in Easley. Check us in and out tonight. Good evening.
This is KN4RJN, that's Girl Blue Ridge 2 Red. Larry, I didn't quite catch Rhonda's call sign. Can you give me that one more time?
Call is Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra.
Roger that. Thanks, sir. Like, welcome, WD4DYH. That's Johnny over there in Traveler's West Rest. And Larry, KC4SKD over there in Easley, and he brings along his wife, Rhonda, KG4AHS. Larry, you tell Rhonda we said hi. And thanks for coming back. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative a negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
4RJN.
1, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
This is KN4RJN. That's Grove Blue Ridge 2. I'd like to welcome Tom, K4XB, and Gary, our Wednesday night net controller and SwapNet master, KI4DOS, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. They're both over there in Easley. Gary, tell Joy we said hi. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or net control. Last calling station. You're way down in noise. I got the suffix. I didn't get the prefix. I got ARS at the end, but I did not catch the whole call sign, and it did not catch your name. Can you come back to me, sir?
Kilo 4 Papa Romeo Sierra. Peter, this is the forest.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 3.net. Got it that time, Peter. Like welcome K4PRS, Peter up there in Piscataquis. Came in much better that time. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your patience. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, please check in Whiskey 4, Tango Charlie, Doug. I'm in Cincinnati tonight. No traffic, no comments.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Bridge 2-Minute. I'd like to welcome Doug. Doug, I'm sorry, I wasn't looking at the Echolink screen, and I didn't see you sitting there. But thanks for checking in, WW4TC. And where did you say you were in Cincinnati, I think you said.
USA. I'm in Cincinnati. Loving the weather. 73s.
This is KN4RJN. I suspect it's just a wee bit cooler up there than it is down here, is it not?
That it's cold and rainy up here, but, you know, hey, pays the bills.
Roger that. Well, Doug, you take care and have a safe trip back to QTH. And try to stay warm, try to stay dry. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-Minute. Now securing the former portion of that, well, our thanks to everybody for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, but you may want to hang around for the Friday night tidbit, which is going to occur on Tuesday, here in just a moment, as soon as I put on my glasses and relight my cigars. Stand by. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-Minute. Cat drugs could combat COVID-19. In the rush to find COVID-19 treatments, researchers are exploring myriad possibilities, even drugs intended for cats. Preliminary work suggests that two experimental drugs that can cure an often lethal coronavirus infection in cats, called feline infectious periodontitis, might help people infected with SARS-CoV-2, the coronavirus behind the current pandemic. In lab experiments, one of the drugs, called GC-376, disabled an enzyme that SARS-CoV-2 uses to replicate. The other drug, GC-441-524, is an antiviral cousin of remdesivir, the first drug found to speed recovery in COVID-19 in clinical trials. Both drugs have been highly effective in curing cats with feline infectious periodontitis, and is usually without any other form of treatment, says veterinarian Niels Peterson of the University of California, Davis. Neither drug, however, has yet been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for use in cats, much less in humans. While most animals infected with the feline coronavirus don't show any symptoms, some cats can develop feline infectious periodontitis if the virus mutates to infect a specific type of immune cell.
When that happens, the virus spreads throughout the body, sparking a deadly inflammation reaction, and can cause paralysis or cause fluid to accumulate in the lungs. Break. In that way, the cat coronavirus is similar to SARS-CoV-2. Both severe COVID-19 in people and feline infectious peritonitis cases are driven by a dysfunctional inflammatory immune response, says Julie Levy, a veterinarian at the University of Florida in Gainesville. GC376 works by preventing the enzyme M protease found in a number of different coronaviruses from chopping up long strings of viral proteins. The process of chopping up protein strings into smaller pieces plays a key role in the replication process for viruses like SARS-CoV-2 that have RNA as their genetic material. Hindering the protease ability to cut can halt viral replication. Break. In a 2016 study, 6 of 8 cats recovering from the infection with a deadly form of the feline coronavirus after treatment with the drug, Peterson and colleagues report in PLOS Pathogens. The 2 cats that died may have suffered from complications of a separate drug given to alleviate the disease, the team noted. The researchers also reported that in a test tube, GC376 inhibited the proteases from 2 coronaviruses that caused severe outbreaks in people, the SARS and the MERS virus. In the new experiments, researchers, including chemist Jun Wang of the University of Arizona in Tucson, have found that in a test tube, GC376 can stop SARS-CoV-2's M protease from working. Wang, whose group reported the results in the August issue of Cell Research, says his team is now testing the compound in mice. And in results presented in the August 4th at the virtual American Crystallographic Association meeting, biochemist Joanne Lemieux and colleagues revealed that GC376 not only inhibits the SARS-CoV-2 enzyme in a test tube, but also hinders viral replication in lab-grown monkey cells. Great. Based on that fact and that the drug is safe and effective in cats, the company that makes GC376, Anavive Life Sciences, based in Long Beach, California, is now working to move forward with clinical trials in people, says Lemieux of the University of Alberta in Edmonton, Canada. The fact that this drug has already been developed and shown to be successful in treating the feline infectious peritonitis, it really bodes well, Lemieux says. The other cat drug, GS441-524, has a similar chemical structure to remdesivir, though remdesivir has an additional part that better helps the drug get into the cells. Both remdesivir and GC441-524, developed by Gilead Sciences based in Foster City, California, mimic a building block of RNA. As the virus replicates, it incorporates the copycat building block into its RNA, which prevents the viral enzymes from adding more building blocks, stopping replication. In 2018, in Veterinary Microbiology, Peterson and colleagues reported that GS441-524 is an effective treatment for the feline infectious peritonitis. The drug not only inhibited viral replication in lab-grown cells, but also successfully treated 10 out of 10 infected cats that had severe disease. In a 2019 study in the Journal of Feline Medicine and Surgery, 25 of 26 cats treated with the drug for at least 12 weeks survived. There are hints that the GS441-524 might also help people with COVID-19. A study in the July 21st issue of Cell Reports found that the drug can inhibit SARS-CoV-2 replication in lab-grown monkey and human cells. Remdesivir was more potent in human lung cells, while GS441-524 was more potent in monkey cells. Remdesivir was tested in people with Ebola during the 2014-2016 outbreak in West Africa and the 2018-2020 outbreak in the Congo. While it wasn't effective against Ebola, knowing that it wouldn't harm patients, allowed Gilead to leapfrog to testing it against SARS-CoV-2. The drug is now in COVID-19 clinical trials, some of which had shown that remdesivir can speed patient recovery. Gilead applied for FDA approval for remdesivir on August 10th. The company has also begun preclinical studies to compare remdesivir and GS-441-524, according to company spokesman Chris Riley. Partly because feline infectious periodontitis research, a lot of veterinarians seem to realize early in the course of COVID-19 pandemic that remdesivir could be a promising candidate, says E. Susan Amerian, a molecular epidemiologist at Rice University in Houston. Parallels between human and veterinary medicine are fascinating. I hope you all enjoyed that. We will now begin the rally chew, and let me slide on up here and figure out who I got. Looks like Larry, K4LWE. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. Tell us what's going on in your world.
KN4RJN, this is Kilo 4 Lima Whiskey Echo. Every time you're on, John, since you're from Hinman, it reminds me of when I worked at Mettler Toledo, which was right there at I-26, exit 15, and I'd frequently go into Inman for lunch to Mexican restaurant there, or Delightful Dishes, or, you know, one of the many places. So I kind of missed that after Mettler Toledo moved out of town. Over.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I don't remember that place. Of course, I haven't been here that long, but there is a, Broncos here in town, and they've got, they had another Broncos on Asheville Highway towards Campobello, just the other side of Campobello, but that location went out of business and is now a barbecue place, but yeah, it's Broncos is pretty good. We eat there. Well, we don't go there. We get takeout from there from time to time. But they're a pretty good place.
That's the restaurant that we go to about every other week. And there's a place across the street, I think, called the Palms or Twin Palms, something like that. We'd go there as a meet and three. What I wanted to talk about is I've been having some interesting fun this week with my NFED halfway for HF. I've tried different windings and capacitors, and it really brings back a lot of what I learned in college when I took electromagnetic theory, something that I never used for 40 years, and now I have a chance to apply that a little bit to antennas. Over.
Roger that. I'm going to have to apply some of that to an antenna here eventually. I tried moving my antenna outside and ran into all kinds of issues, so it's back in here with me now. But what I want to do is get a long piece of cable and run it all the way up to the attic and see if I can possibly get Mount Mitchell from here.
Able to pick up Mount Mitchell. I've got a 8-foot tall antenna, a tram 1480, I think it is, on top of my house, and we're not in a hole, but there's a line of trees and about a 10-foot rise to the north towards that direction, but I can pick up Mount Mitchell quite easily, which surprised me the first time I checked and checked and checked, and finally realized, yes, this is Mount Mitchell. Kilo 4, Lima Whiskey Echo. Over.
Well, on the bright side, I'm up on a hill. Actually, I'm the second highest house in this neighborhood. So my little 19-inch mag mount antenna is hanging upside down from my ceiling fan down here in the basement. I can hit Caesar's Head, and I can hit Scissor Peter up there in Hendersonville, but I can't quite get Mount Mitchell, at least not clearly.
since I have to use my outdoor antenna to hit Mount Mitchell. I did the same thing that you do. I have a 19-inch mag mount, and I just stuck it on the ceiling of the dormer room, and that is, I stuck it on the steel case of the fluorescent light fixture with the light off, and it works great for the Anderson repeater, 790, and then for this repeater also. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, this, you know, once I brought it back inside and restrung the cable to get it out of my way, I had moved it outside because my light bulbs down here, they're LEDs, but they're kind of dim, and my wife acquired some daylight bright LEDs, and so I changed out the light bulbs. So those are dimmable LEDs, and for some reason, they just wreaked havoc with my antenna. Every time I turn the light on, you know, all I get is static. And I turn the light out, and everything comes in clear as a bell. So I had to change the lights. So I moved the antenna outside, and then I started having problems with that. So I brought it back in and put the old light bulbs back in there, and so it's still kind of dim down here, but at least the radio works good.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've heard some people on HF talking about LED light bulbs. Almost all the LED bulbs we have are not dimmable, so I wonder if there's something in the circuitry that allows them to dim that puts out RF noise. Over.
Roger. Well, apparently there is, because I ran some tests with some buddies and had them just, you know, give me a long count, and I go over to the light switch, and I turn the light on, and, you know, all of a sudden all I get is heavy static, and I turn it off, and I hear them clear as a bell. So there's something in the dimmable LEDs that's putting out some noise.
Behind, I've got just a CFL and a regular LED here where my radios are, so if I do switch bulbs and pick up some RFI, I'll know where it's coming from. I do have a light system downstairs that is a capacitive sensor. You touch it and the under-counter lights come on. And every time I transmit at over 80 watts, my wife says, "You turn the lights on again." K4LWE, over.
RF radiation is an amazing thing. That reminds me of when I was, oh, Lord, maybe 10 years old, and we'd just gotten a TV that had a remote. That was a big thing back then. And I had a yo-yo that had little holes drilled in the side of it, and when you yo-yo it, it would whistle. I'm sitting there in front of the TV one day, and I decided to blow into one of those holes, and I blew in that thing as hard as I could, and this really high-pitched whistle came out. And the TV changed channels. And that just, you know, freaked me out. I thought, surely that wasn't. And I blew it again, and it changed channels again. So those early remotes were working off of ultrasonic.
A budding engineer growing up, I remember, my parents don't know about this, so don't say anything, but I remember taking the back off the control, and there were little metal bars in there that were struck mechanically when you pressed the buttons, and that would give off a high-frequency sound that, with a tube, you could decode fairly easily. So, yeah, early on I took a look, and at least I knew they were sound-based. At the time, I didn't know anything about ultrasonic. Over.
Well, I won't tell your folks if you don't tell mine, because I did the same thing.
Turn. I drove my parents crazy taking things apart, and most of the time getting back together. Over.
I was pretty good at getting them apart. The other part, not so much.
Yeah, I just wanted to share with you a little bit about Inmond, and I am working on putting up a higher antenna this winter. I've built a pneumatic launcher. It's basically PVC tubing, and you pump one tube up to about 30 psi and use a sprinkler valve, and when you fire off the sprinkler valve, it releases the air into a second inch and a half PVC pipe and launches a small projectile that's made of PVC out. You hook that to a fishing reel, an open-face fishing reel, and we'll see how well it works. If it doesn't work, we'll have a lot of fun with it. Anyways, K4LWE, over.
Roger, I was thinking about building one of those, but I was just going to make basically a potato gun and a fishing line and do it that way.
I thought about that. I have two potato guns in the attic that my son made, and I used to take them to our Royal Ranger group, a group that I led. It's a mentoring program for boys, and we would shoot potatoes from the hill at our church and shoot them into the pond, and usually there were some Canadian geese floating around. We didn't ever hit one, but the boys got a big kick out of using that potato gun. Over.
Hook a fish hook and some line to the end of that potato, and you've got yourself a launcher.
I did think about that. The only variability is you use hairspray or Lysol, something that's flammable, either has a lot of alcohol or some sort of petrochemical in it, and that potato gun would launch a potato 100 to 150 yards, so I wouldn't want to put out my neighbor's window. So anyways, I thought with the air pressure I might be able to regulate the distance a bit. Over.
I can imagine a neighbor sitting there watching TV and a potato goes right into the window. That would be a little hard to explain.
Trouble with my neighbors. We were chipping golf balls one day, and I took a little bit too much of a swing, and they didn't actually come out, but the golf ball hit their roof, and I told my son what we said when we were kids playing baseball. Run! Over.
At least you didn't hit a window. I suppose that's another way to launch, try to launch your antenna wire is, depending on how good your chip shots are, just hook it to a golf ball and see if you can get it over that limb.
Yeah, I'll think about it. My son's pretty good with the golf club, so he might try that, but he's really looking forward to using this pneumatic launcher, so we'll probably try it first. That's about all for this evening. Appreciate the chance to talk a little bit. Over.
Well, sir, thanks for hanging around. We appreciate it. And let me take a break here real quick to see if we got any other check-ins. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If I've missed anybody for comments, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, Tuber Net. KK4JBQ. Larry, you still in there?
John? KK4JBQ.
The thing about the cat drugs,
being a medical person, I had a hard time following. But at least you got across the point that cats do help people, even in that way.
The veterinarians that first figured out that remdesivir might work on COVID-19 because they were using that on the cats too. But those other two drugs sound promising. We're closer to animals than anyone wants to really think about.
Maybe true. It is a difference if you think about it. The approach that people doctors and animal doctors take to medicine. And it's only because we don't have the same value for life, I suppose, good or bad, people and animals. So veterinarians have a different outlook on their treatment of animals. But if you have a veterinarian who becomes a medical doctor, there is one out there, I think his name is Wallach. Dr. Wallach bases all of his recommendations for treating people diseases by treating their nutritional needs. And that's what they do with animals. They treat the nutritional needs rather than the symptoms which is what people doctors do. KK4JBQ.
I'm not a doctor. My sister-in-law was one, but I would think that at least in treating humans, you can at least ask them, you know, what hurts. With an animal, you can't do that, so you've got to deduce that based on just general behaviors, because, you know, your dog and cat can't tell you what hurts.
That's true. Although, Donna was in the kitchen, and she popped herself a little snack, popcorn, right? And my cat, Gracie, she hits the door. I have the door closed. And she hits the door and meows with, you know, like a moose. She's got this voice that you wouldn't think is coming out of a cat. You know? And I jump up out of the chair and I go run. She's already left the door because she's looking for another hiding place. And she sees that I've opened the door and she jumped through my legs to get into the room. Popcorn, I didn't realize until the night that popcorn gave her a fright. Oh, boy. KK4JBQ.
Yeah, I had a cat right here a couple, 3 years ago, Fred. And Fred was 20 pounds of cowardice. But the thing that would drive him crazy was crinkling a grocery bag, a plastic grocery bag. Anytime he heard plastic crinkling like that, he would run like a scalded dog. It's the funniest thing. I don't know what it was, but I mean, ordinarily he was pretty laid back and he didn't move very fast because he was a big cat. But you crinkle a plastic bag and he'd take off.
If you're a cat owner, then you probably have groomed them, and part of their grooming is to clean their ears. A cat's ears is very complicated inside. You know, the little folds and valleys and dips and whatever. And that's one difference, but I just know that they hear things differently. I can watch Gracie here in the sunroom. I can watch her, the door opens to the outside. So quite often we get little bugs in here. And she dispatches them, I mean, right now. She knows if they're crawling underneath anything. She sits there and she points her ears at them. And she follows. And then all of a sudden she pounces, and she can get underneath a rug and bring it out. It's the most fascinating thing to watch a cat stalk a little creature like that. And, you know, she takes care of it right now.
Yeah, my cats are indoor. Fred was an outdoor cat, but my cats I got now are all indoor, and I let them out on the screen and porch out back, and they'll chase bugs all day long, and they do the same thing. They'll sneak up on it and then pounce on it, and they can tune in. They turn those ears like radar, and it is fascinating to watch. Thanks for chatting with me, Larry. Let me take a break here, see if anybody else wants to check into the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Oh, please check in KO4ACA, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, Bill, in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'm still trying to learn how to talk here. I'd like to welcome Bill, KO4ACA, over there in Greenville. Thanks for stopping by, Bill. And hope you're having a good night. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. This is KN4RJN, Net Control for Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Larry, you got anything else for us this evening?
Speaking about a cat's hearing, they can, of course, hear better than we can, but they can hear a much wider range. That's why they can hear things flying. Sometimes they get little flying creatures in here. This is a real zoo, you know, and little things are flying around. I can't even see them, but she'll follow them around, and then I start watching her, and she will track that thing down like radar, and she'll jump in the air, give it a swipe, put her paw in her mouth, and it's gone. Just like that. So cats are really entertaining.
and beyond our physical measure quite often. John, you have a really good night, and I hope you have a really safe and accomplish what you'd like to on your trip. Talk to you later then. KK4JBQ.
And that's Grove Blue Ridge 2. Larry, you have a good evening. You tell Donna we said hi. Thanks for chatting with us. Have we missed anybody for check-ins or comments? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. If there are no more comments, no more check-ins, please stand by for my net report. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I want to thank everybody for checking in and everybody for chatting with me, and hope you all enjoyed it. Now returning the repeater to normal amateur radio operations. Y'all take care of yourselves and each other. This is KN4RJN. Good night. I am clear.